So you got the little letter that they get in the beginning, one page. You got the big sign in the hygiene room. And then I think we need to be able to have a script that the hygienists are going to say to the patient when they sit down. You know, they schmooze with them a little bit and talk about this and talk about that. But then there is a definite script, and that sort of would say something like this. You know, your visit today, Mrs. Jones, may be a little bit different than what you've experienced before. So much in our professional journals is being written about the correlation between heart disease and stroke and diabetes and periodontal disease. You know, just like that letter you read before you came in here. And you know, we're starting to take this information way more seriously than ever before. We've always taken a conservative approach, you know, not jumping on every new idea. But the evidence is now overwhelming. So we're going to measure the pocket depth between the tooth and gums of all your teeth and record it in our records. And you can listen to this machine. I'll talk about that. And if you hear ones and twos and threes, you're great. But if you hear fours and fives or it says bleeding, there's a reason to be concerned. So the good news is that we can treat these areas before they get to be a real problem and have that destroy the bone around your teeth. So that's the kind of thing that needs to be said in the words of the hygienist.
Exactly. I can't stand it when a dentist or a hygienist memorizes someone else's script that really doesn't sound like it's coming from them, and they try to spew it out. So as long as you get the ideas right, you need to put it in your own style. I'm a big believer in that.
Yeah, and the hygienists, I often joke in a dental practice, you get involved in a lot of practice transitions when one doctor's retiring, another one's coming in. And I say, you know, it is fine if the doctor leaves. It's fine if the doctors change. Just don't change the staff. Don't change the hygienists. Don't change the people, because the patients, you know, yes, they love the doctor, but, man, they really trust and love and have a relationship with these staff people who they come to see all the time.
I think you're right.
The hygienists have a very, very strong position. These patients come to them, they believe them, and I think that you should not be afraid to say these kinds of things, because we're going to be able to help. You know, this isn't about trying to call a 2, a 5. It's not trying to generate business where there isn't. It's just trying to tell people exactly what's there. And I think from my conversations with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hygienists is that they really want to be able to help their patients. They want to be able to do it, but they're sort of stymied by this. They may not get the doctor confirming their diagnosis. You know, they say, well, doctor, I want you to check this. And the doctor says, well, no, I think we can wait on that. Or, you know, maybe the patient is all set to be able to do some kind of soft tissue management program, but they don't have payment plans in place, so the patient can't afford it. Or they don't understand the insurance for it. Or a lot of practices you go into, they're booked out solidly for 6 months. So, you know, the good news, Mrs. Jones, is you've got periodontal disease and we can help you. The bad news is we don't have time to see you.
That's a bad situation.
You know, so all of these things, it's not like really simple. But what we're talking about right here is to try to change the patient's perception that something different is going on so that we can at least get them scheduled. And, you know, we have to solve all those other issues. But what we're trying to do right now is, how do you change the patient's perception of their visit to the hygienist for continuing care? So let me talk about the fourth thing, because we talked about the letter, we talked about the sign, we talked about a pamphlet, we talked about how your script's going to be what it's going to be. I want to tell you that I don't have any stock in ProDentec, but I got to tell you, they have a machine that I've been recommending for years. It's called an STM probe. And this is a standalone machine that looks like a calculator. It's a pressure-sensitive probe that talks. So when you put the probe to the base of the pocket and push it, it says in computer voice, 6, 4, 3. And if you push it twice when there's a bleeding point, it says bleeding. And what you do is it takes about maybe, once you get good at it, maybe 6 minutes to go around and do 6 points on every tooth. And what it does is it prints out a tape, like a tape that comes out of a calculator with the teeth and the numbers. And it serves as a record for you. And, you know, your standard of care is that you should be doing this once a year and having it notated, not just say that we measured, you know, probe pockets or whatever. you need to be able to have this. So this little tape gives you an actual record that you can keep, and it's certainly acceptable to insurance companies when you submit it for getting payment for soft tissue management. And, Rich, I got to tell you, this is one of the most amazing things. The hygienist or the doctor can tell the patient, yeah, you've got a 4 or a 5, and somehow or other, it doesn't have anywhere near the impact when you have this machine saying it. The machine is believable by the patient.
Oh, yeah, all subjectivity is gone when it's a machine.
Yeah, I mean...
Meanwhile, you could be pushing the probe like so hard that it's going down to the patient's knees, but they don't know that.
No.
But you would not that we would recommend that.
Of course not.
But a machine does seem to have more credibility. It's very weird.
It does. So if what you do is you say to them, look, your visit may be a little bit different today. When you've experienced, we're going to be measuring these things. They don't like to be probed. They like to be measured. And what you do is before you start the cleaning, you measure. So because if you don't do that, and you're just dropping into areas, and we go, oops, we've got something, we scale and root planning, oops, we've got scaling and root planning going on, and then at the end, you call it a prophy. So if you can probe them before, measure them before, then have the dentist comes in to sort of sell the case in that area, then you can classify where this patient's going to be. And, you know, the whole soft tissue management program, say, that I would do is 6 or 7 hours. We're trying to do it in less than an hour, and we're going to talk about one specific area that I think will be very easy for people to do. But it needs to happen by changing the patient's perception, and they need to be measured. And I think if you get one of these machines, you'll be amazed. I'm not saying that that machine is more accurate than the hygienist or the doctor actually doing the probe. In fact, sometimes it's slightly less accurate. But it gets the point across, and you're going to confirm these with a steel probe anyway. So I just feel that in terms of having this patient come in, having this machine tell them that they've got bleeding points and that they've got a 5 or 6, they believe the machine. And that's just been amazing to me over the years to find out how patients respond to this.
It is. And, of course, you could take all the concepts you're talking about and do them without using this machine, but it increases the effectiveness so much. I don't know why you wouldn't want to do it.
I think that people need to do this. You're not talking about something that's hugely expensive. I think it's around $2,000.
And
it can be moved from room to room.
That's a couple perio cases.
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay, now here's something that probably hygienists may be thinking. We always like to read the minds of the people who are listening to these interviews, so to ask the right questions.
Right.
And I would imagine a hygienist is just sitting there thinking, oh man, now I'm going to have to answer this question that I hate. And that is, but Mary, I've been coming here for 5 years and you never told me something was wrong with my gums. What happened all of a sudden? Why are you telling me now? Why didn't you tell me this last time or the time before? Or a new patient, even worse. My old dentist never told me this, and they kind of insinuate, well, you're ripping me off. My old dentist never told me this. I would imagine you've got good responses for those.
Yeah, well, I don't think that you need to say, well, he was legally blind.
No, probably a bad thing to say.
You don't want to be able to say that. And,
even though it may be true.
Yeah, and it's important not to be defensive. I think what's happening, and again, in the script that you need to develop as the therapist yourself, I think – number one, you've got to be able to say things like this to the patient. Look, we have always taken a conservative approach to this. We haven't jumped on every bandwagon. But, we go to a lot of continuing education courses, and the evidence is now it's irrefutable about the connection between systemic disease and periodontal disease. It's also been absolutely proven that you don't have to wait until the bone is disappearing around your teeth. We in those cases, we could never solve it, but that was what we were always using, radiographs, x-rays, to be able to educate ourselves and to be able to say, okay, fine, here's a situation that needs treatment. Now we can get this treatment done, and we can actually cure things. So I think that this is great news. So whether or not you've had it before, the important thing is that we've identified it today. Let's just go ahead and fix it.